Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Zvachim Daf Yud. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins essentially in the middle of a discussion that we began at the end of our previous shiur. In our previous shiur, we discussed a topic called Mechashvin Me'avoida La'avoida and presented it as a machlokis for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. This you can see at the bottom of Daf Tes Amud Beis. You see the names Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are circled. The issue of Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda that was discussed there at the bottom of Daf Tes was under the heading of Loy Lishma, whereby a person, while doing Shechita of a Korban, let us say a Korban Chatas, he shechts with the intention of doing the Zrikas Hadam Lo Lishma. Let us emphasize, the Shechita itself is done Lishma. He is aware and he declares that he's shechting the chatos, but he mentions that he's shechting the chatos with the intention of sprinkling the blood as if it were another korban. Does that affect the korban? Let us say emphatically that if he shechted a korban chatos lo lishma, that would passel the korban because he is thinking at the time of shechita concerning the shechita. But our question here, or the machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, concerns a case that while doing the shechita, he's choshev, or he declares that he's going to do a subsequent stage. Let's focus on our example on the zrika, that he'll do the zrika shelo lishma. Does that affect the korban? Rabbi Yochanan said it does affect the korban, and he said that we learn this idea of mechashen me'avoda la'avoda from the concept of pigul. Pigul is a situation where one shechts a korban with the intention of doing a later stage or later activity shelo bizmano or shelo bimkomo. Example, someone shechts a korban with the intention of sprinkling the dam tomorrow, the next day. That's pigul. And that's a Torah law, and if one would eat from such a korban, he would be chayav kores. The Gemara mentioned at the very end of Daf Tes Amud Beis that the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is consistent with a similar machlokas they have on another topic, and that other topic will be the beginning of today's shiur. So let us pick up the Gemara from the very bottom of Tes Amud Beis. It says, V'ozdu l'tamayu, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are consistent with what they say elsewhere, the Itmar, at the top of Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Ha-Shoychet Ez Ha-Behemo, Al-Manas Lizroik Doma L'Avodis Kechavim, U'L'Haktir Chelba L'Avodis Kechavim. Notice, by way of markings, we have a bow tie number 2, Roman numeral number 2. This is because at the bottom of Tes Amud Beis, 4 lines from the bottom, we had the first machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish featured, also with a bow tie form, and we called that Roman numeral number 1. That was an issue of mechashrin me'avoda la'avoda concerning loy lishma, doing the shechita lishma with the intent of doing the zrikas adam shelo lishma. Here we have shechita of a behema, of a behemas chulin, a mundane animal, common animal. We're not talking about Beis HaMikdash sacrifices. And he shechts the behema of chulin with the intention of doing either the zrikas hadam, the sprinkling of blood, for an avodah zorah, or to offer the fats of the animal to an idol. Does this create a situation of zivchei mesim, of a sacrifice? Is this considered a sacrifice to an avodah zorah? If it would be, so then the meat would be osir bahano, the animal would be osir bahano. So we continue in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Omar, Asura. the animal is osir bana. We circled Rabbi Yochanan and osir Reish Lakish, you can see, and this helps you to compare what they say here to what they said earlier. So Rabbi Yochanan says that as a result of shechting the behema al menas luzurik doma lavodis kechavim, it creates an isir hano in the animal, and that's a function of mechashvin meavoda lavoda, the alfinon chutz mipnim, that we say that the concept of mechashvin meavoda lavoda will apply here because we learn that which concerns chutz, which is outside the Beis Hamikdash. In this case, we're talking about avoda zara from pigol, which is pnim, which is inside. Pni means inside, which is something that takes place in the Beis Hamikdash. Reish Lakish Omar Muteres, that the animal that was shechted with this intention, it was shechted while doing the Shechita, he said he would do the Zrikas Adam Lavoda Zara, this animal is Muter. Rashi points out, it's Muter even Ba'achila. Ein mechashvin meavoda lavoda. Reish Lakish says we don't have this concept of mechashvin meavoda lavoda in the case of avoda zara, v'le'afinon chutz mipnim, because we don't learn that which takes place outside the Beis Hamikdash from that which takes place within, namely pigol. Utsrichi, and I need to have the machlokis Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish taught in both cases, both the case of lo lishma and the case of lavoda zara. Di ashminon beha, if we would have taught you the second case of avoda zara, beha omar Reish Lakish, it might be that only in this case would Reish Lakish say ein mechashvin avo pnim mipnim, but issues that concern inside the Beis Hamikdash, namely the issue of lo lishma, was a korban related sugya. And pigul is also a korban-related sugya. They're both sacrifice-related sugyas. They're both internal Beis Hamikdash issues. Ema modi le the Rabbi Yochanan. There, I would have thought that Reish Lakish might agree with Rabbi Yochanan that one could be mechashvin meavoda lavoda. V'yashminun ha, and had I taught you the machlokis in case one, which was the issue of lo lishma, v'ha ka'amar Rabbi Yochanan, maybe only over here in the case of lo lishma would Rabbi Yochanan say mechashvin meavoda lavoda, avol behahi, in the case of avoda zara, where he shechts with the intention of sprinkling the dam for an avoda zara, ema modi lei the Reish Lakish. I might have thought that Rabbi Yochanan would concede to Reish Lakish that it does not take effect. The ein mechashvin tzrichi. Therefore, and we know that he does, and therefore it was necessary to teach both of these cases so as not to draw the wrong conclusion with regard to Shitos Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Simply stated, Rabbi Yochanan holds across the boards mechashvin meavoda lavoda, and Reish Lakish holds across the boards ein mechashvin meavoda lavoda. Ki also Rav Dimi Omar, when Rav Dimi came, he said the following. Mosiv, note here the breakdown. Aleph, Rabbi Yirmiya l'siyuei l'Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Ila l'siyuei l'Reish Lakish. That means that Rav Dimi came and told us that Rabbi Yirmiya brought a source in that would eventually serve to support Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Ila brought a source that would eventually serve to support Reish Lakish. As we go on in the Gemara, you'll notice we have some more markings. There's a double underline with dots in it, and we've emphasized on the side the Mivneh heading. Nisyonos l'seya l'shnei atzdodim. These are attempts to support both sides. So that you see also a little aleph to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text with this double underline and dots in it. There's an aleph. Skim down the page to see if you can spot a beis with a similar underlining. You will, a little more than halfway down. At that point, there will be Rav Ila comes to bring his support to Reish Lakish. Let's continue in the Gemara. Actually, before we do that, we also want to take note of another marking. We have a trapezoid or volcano form. And that's we indicate on the side Gimel Shlovim, three stages, Lahavin Hasua the Rabbi Yochanan, to to understand the support brought for Rabbi Yochanan, shesover de mechashrin me'avoda l'avoda. Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that thoughts during one activity concerning another activity takes effect in the sense of having an influence on the status of the korban. In the case of lo lishma, if it were a chatas, it would be declared a chatas shelo lishma, and in the case of avodah zara, it would be declared zivchei mesim, and hence osir b'hanah. Continuing now in the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyah l'siyuei the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah brings a source that should serve as a support to Rabbi Yochanan. The source has a piece of logic in it, a piece of we'll call it Kal v'chomer logic. Uma b'mokoyim shim omar hareini shoychet chutz lizmanoi shehu kosher. Shochtoi almenas lizroik domoi chutz lizmanoi posel. Mind you, in a situation where a person says he is shechting chutz lizmano, he, while shechting, he has no thoughts concerning a later stage, namely achila or zrika, and that's kosher. He's shechting, and he's declaring, it's almost a meaningless declaration, but he says, I'm shechting chutz lizmano. I'm shechting at the wrong time. That has no negative effect on the korban. However, if a person shechts a korban, he slaughters a korban, and declares his intention to sprinkle the dam, or eat the meat, at the wrong time, outside of its correct time, that's posel. Now, continuing, mokoim she'im omar hareini shoychet shaloi lishmoi posel, in a situation where the thoughts concerning the shechita itself render it posel, we see that concerning lo lishmo, if you compare this to the issue of chutz lizmano, this is more severe, that during the act of shechita, a thought of lo lishmo, during the act of shechita itself, ruins the korban. Therefore, shachto amanas lizrok domo shelo lishmo eino din shei posel, where you think during the shechita concerning a later activity with a lo lishmo intent, that certainly should render it posel. This last point is an example of mechashvin me'avoda l'avoda in lo lishma, and the conclusion of the logic of this source is that it's posel. That would support Rabbi Yochanan. Maskif lo rova bar ahiloi. Rova raises an objection. How can you say that we're going to view the realm of chutz lizmano as a lenient realm from which to draw through a kal v'chomer a conclusion of psul by lo lishmo? I will argue that chutz lizmano, Rabos is about to say, that chutz lizmano is a more stringent realm. And because of its greater stringency, the problem of mechashven me'avoda l'avoda can take hold. And hence, and let us see what he says. He says, ma l'chutz lizmano shekein kores. The korban who's processed with an intention of, while doing the shechita, he intends to do the zrika chutz lizmano, or eat the meat chutz lizmano, that imposes on the meat a kores penalty for one who eats it. That's not the case of one who would eat a korban that was processed shelo lishmo. So as a result of this severity associated with chutz lizmano, I will tell you that's why mechashvin me'avoda l'avoda takes hold. But I can't draw a conclusion from that to the case of lo lishmo. Elo omar rova bar ahiloi. Hochi ko'omar. Thusly, the source that Rabbi Yirmiyah, or the logic that Rabbi Yirmiyah presents, would be as follows. This should be the logic. Uma mokoim shim omar hareini shoychet chutz limkoimoi shu kosher, and yet shochtoi almenas lizroik domoi chutz limkoimoi posel. we want to note over here that the case of chutz l'makomo, that where he expresses his intention of eating the meat or sprinkling the dam in the wrong location, does not carry with it a kores penalty. Namely, chutz l'makomo is not like the issue of chutz l'zmano, and in this sense, the pircha that was raised before by Rav Bar Eloi would not apply. So we continue. So if you tell me that in a case of chutz l'mkomo, where one shechts with a chutz l'mkomo declaration, it's kosher. Mokoim shim omar hareni shochet shelo l'shmo shu posel. Here in the realm of lo l'shmo, during shchita itself, the korban could be ruined. Shachto almanas lizrok domo shelo l'shmo ino din shei posel, where he shechts with the intention of doing the sprinkling chutz shelo lishmo, all the more so it should become posel. Maskif lo Ravashi, ma lechutz l'mkoymoi shekeinoyeg b'chol hazvochim. You can't learn from chutz l'mkomo to the issue of lo lishmo. I'll tell you that in chutz l'mkomo we have the concept of mechashem avod avoda, because it's something, the issue of chutz l'mkomo affects all korbanos. Toimar b'shelo lishmo sheino noeg elo b'pesach b'chatos. Shelo lishmo as a ruiner of korbanos is much more limited. It affects only a Pesach and a Chatos. So what is the logic that Rav Yirmiya was suggesting that could support Rabbi Yochanan? Elo Omar Ravashi, Hochi Ko Omar. Uma b'mokoim shim Omar hareini shochet l'shem ployni shehu kosher lizroik domoi l'shem poni k'posol. Mind you, in a situation of shinui of lo lishmo, here it's a case of shinui bailim. Shinui bailim takes effect only if you have incorporated in the machshava an issue, a shinui bailim for zrika. What do we mean by that? If a person, and like the Aleph Halacha here says, if a person shechts a korban l'shein someone else, that has no effect on the korban. It has no negative effect. However, if one shechts the korban with the intention of sprinkling the dam for someone else, that would ruin the korban. So the sprinkling of the dam, one might bear in mind, is the source of atonement that a korban affords. So we see that the realm of shinui bailim is, relatively speaking, a lenient example. Mokoim, continuing, mokoim shim omahareni shochet shaloi lishmon shu posel. Shochto amanas lizrok domon shalo lishmon eno dun shei posel. In the case of lo lishmo, which has an adverse effect during the shechita itself, then all the more so if one has a lo lishmo machshava me'avoda levoda, should it take effect. Rav Ila l'suyei l'Reish Lakish, Rav Ila makes a comment to support Reish Lakish. Loi toimar bizrika. Let the Torah not tell us about the psul of shaloi lishmoi in the case of zrika, and let me derive it on my own. V'teisi mikal v'chomer mibinayo mishchita v'kabola, and through a combined effort through shechita, through what we know about shechita and kabbalah, I could derive through a kal v'chomer that lo lishmo will pasel by zrika as well. Lamai hilchasa kosav rachmona. So why did the Torah write lo lishmo by zrika? lomar. It's here to tell me, the ein mechashvin me'avoda lavoda, that in order for zrika to be nifsal shelo lishmo, you have to have the machshava during the zrika itself, and not a machshava concerning the zrika while doing a previous action. If we skip the brackets momentarily, v'idach parechachi, Rabbi Yochanan, who that will not learn zrika from a kal v'chomer concerning shechita and kabbalah. Let's just go over a point momentarily. Rabbi Ila was supporting Reish Lakish of Ein Mechashin Avodah Lavoda by the fact that the Torah wrote something that I could have figured out anyway. Rabbi Yochanan will tell us, I could not have figured it out anyway. So that the fact the Torah writes Lo Lishmo by Zrika is not here to tell me Ein Mechashvin Me'avodah Lavodah. So here the Gemara expresses what Rabbi Yochanan's response would be to Rav Ila's support to Reish Lakish. The idach parechachi ma lahanoch, you can't learn the psul of lo lishmo from shechita and kabbalah. Shekein teunos tzofoin v'yeshnon b'chatos hapnimios. Shechita and kabbalah carry with them a chumra that you don't find by zrika. And what's the chumra? Shechita and kabbalah require, in the case of a korban chatos, to be done b'tzafon, in the northern half of the Azara. And shechita and kabbalah are something that are done by chatos apnimios, which is not the case of zrika. Namely, the zrika of a chatos pnimi is not done on the outside mizbeach. So that, in effect, if you're going to note the prevalence of avodas, you'll find that shechit and kabbalah take place on more occasions than zrika does. Namely, shechit and kabbalah will be done on chatos apnimios. Zrika, vis-a-vis the mizbeach hachitzon, will not take place when dealing with a chatos apnimi. V'idach, Reish Lakish would answer to that, Hashto miho b'shlomim kaimin. The pircha that Rabbi Yochanan was citing, namely tzofon or chatos apnimios, that may be true if you're dealing with a chatos. However, right now we are dealing with a shlomim. Rashi points out that the psul of lo lishma is written, specifically the psul of zrika shlo lishma is written by a korban shlomim. The pasuk says, "Hazorek es dam hashlomim," and we learn from that shetei zriko l'shem shlomim. Therefore, argues Reish Lakish, that one could have learned zrika through a kal v'chomer from shechita and kabbalah, and you're not going to use as a pircha tzofon because shlomim doesn't require tzofon, and shlomim, there's no concept of a pnimi by shlomim. Therefore, why does the Torah write lo lishma anyway? Something I could have figured out. So this is what Reish Lakish would tell you. He'll tell you the reason it writes it is to inform us that lo lishma by zrika takes place only if your machshav is during the zrika itself and not me'avoda lavoda. There's a little piece of Gemara that we skipped in the brackets. Let's go over the bracketed section now. Maskif law Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks on the conclusion reached just before the brackets, where the Gemara said the reason the Torah writes the psul of lo lishmo by zrika is to teach me that lo lishmo takes place only if you have the machshava during the zrika itself. Rav Papa asks that the dilma de mechashvin me'avoda lavoda, maybe what the Torah writes namely lo lishmo, as a problem by zrikas, to tell me that you are mechashvin me'avoda lavoda. So we answer Rav Papa's question, Im Cain, if that were so, that the Torah is trying to teach me that you're mechashvin me'avoda lavoda, lishtoik kro minei, let the Torah not have written nothing concerning the zrika, v'teisi mikal v'chomer de Rav Ashi. And I would have been able, if Rav Papa's claim is correct, that your mechashvin me'avoda lavoda, I would not have needed the Torah to write it by zrika, but rather I could have activated the kal v'chomer of Rav Ashi. And if, in order to find that, take a look at the arrow that you find to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara and scan up, and you'll see in our, that was stage number 3, where Rav Ashi presented the logic that would have served as a basis for Rabbi Yochanan. And from that, it was concluded mechashvin me'avoda lavoda by lo lishma. So therefore there would be no need for the Torah to write a pasuk that I could have figured out through the kal v'chomer that Rav Ashi shared with us. If the Torah therefore is writing anything about zriko shelo lishmo, it must be like Rav Ila is claiming, to tell me ein mechashvin me'avoda lavoda. Continuing in the Gemara, a few lines down from your last word in the line, itmar. Shochta lishma lizroik doma sheloi lishma. This, in fact, is the very sukya that we just got finished discussing with a machlokis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in it. One shechted the kavona with proper kavona, with the intention of doing the sprinkling of the dam with the wrong kavona. Rav Nachman Omar Psula. Rav Nachman takes the side of Mechashvin Me'avoda Lavoda, like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabba Omar Ksheira. And Rabba says it's okay. V'hodar Bey, Rabba, the Gabi Rav Nachman, and Rabba, who was lenient, changes his mind and goes like Rav Nachman, Mikal v'chomer de Rav Ashi, based on the Rav Ashi kal v'chomer that we saw above, and we have an arrow over here too to the left hand side to enable you to connect this with the original Rav Ashi statement, from which we proved that mechashen me'avoda levoda with regard to lo lishmo. Rabbi Lezer Omer af ha'osham, if done shelo lishmo, is posel. Rabbi Lezer, in arguing with the Tanakama, Rabbi Lezer claims not only is a Pesach and a Chatos lo lishmo posel, but the Osham is as well. At this point, the Gemara brings a Tanaic source, a Brisa, that continues quite a few lines down Omid Beis, that will feature a give and take between Rabbi Elezer, who is arguing for Osham to be posel as well, lo lishmo, and Rabbi Yeshua taking the position of the Tanakama that lo lishmo does not posel a korban Osham. Omar Rabbi Elezer, chatos bo al chet v'osham bo al chet. Both a chatos and an osham come to serve as atonement for a sin. Ma chatos shelo lishmo psula. Just like chatos, everyone agrees, if done shelo lishmo is posel, av osham shelo lishmo posel. So too an osham, being that it has the same characteristic of a chatos, that it's bo al chet. Omar lo, Rabbi Yeshua lo. Rabbi Yeshua disagrees. Im amris bechatos, that lo lishmo pasels, shekein doma lemala. The sprinkling of the osha of the chatos dam is done above the midway mark of the mizbeach. It's done lemala, above the what's known as the chut hasikra. And that's not the case by the osham. So it could very well be that only by chatos will lo, and therefore argues Rabbi Yeshua, since chatos has this unique feature as opposed to an osham, the chatos is done above. Therefore, lo lishmo passels it, but not the case by an osham. Omar lo Rabbi Lezer, Pesach yochiach shedomoi lemato v'shochtoi shelo lishmo posel. The fact that something is done lemala is not the reason for lo lishmo to take effect. Rabbi Lezer tells you that a Pesach, we know also lo lishmo takes effect. lo lishmo passels a Pesach, and the Pesach is done below the midway mark of the Mizbeach. Therefore, I can bring in an Oshem as well, that there will be a psul shelo lishmo. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua responds, you can't argue from the case of Pesach, ma le Pesach, shekein zmano kavua. Pesach has a fixed calendar time, date, for its being brought. Therefore, lo lishmo has an effect, and that's not the case with regard to an osham. So an osham cannot be compared to a Pesach. Therefore, only by Pesach will I say lo lishmo pasos, but not by an osham. Omar lo Rebbe Eliezer, chatos tochiach. Let chatos prove that lo lishmo does pasol, will pasol by an osham as well. A chatos does not have a fixed time, and still lo lishmo pasol. So I'll say the same thing by the osham. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua, chozerani cholila. We're going around in circles, because if you argue to me that the chatos should prove the point, I will tell you back, like I said earlier, that the chatos is domo lamala. In other words, we're going around in circles. Choza Rabbi Lezer v'donoi din achir. It might be pointed out that the standard form of this kind of argument would usually be a situation that Rabbi Eliezer should say, okay, if you don't want me to make my case from the Chatos, then I'll make my case from the Pesach. And if you think we're going in circles, then we'll just take a common denominator between Chatos and Pesach, and from between the both of them, I will prove the story concerning the Osham. That doesn't take place over here, but the Gemara will bring this up later. In the meantime, we continue in the source. Chozar Rabbi Eliezer v'donoi din achir. Rabbi Eliezer argues in a different way than he mentioned before. Chatos ne'mar bo hi. And we darshan the word he, meaning he, lishmo kshera, shelo lishmo psula. That if it's done with the right intention, it's kosher. He being a word of limitation. And therefore, if it's done lishmo, it's okay. And if it's done shelo lishmo, it'll be posel. Pesach, upesach nami, upesach ne'mar bo, hu. Lishmo kosher, shelo lishmo posel. Af Osham Ne'emar Bo Hu, and so too by the Korban Osham you find this limitation word, namely Hu Lishmo Kosher Shelo Lishmo Posel. Omar Lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua argues back and says, Chatos Ne'emar Bo Hi B'Shchita. The word He in the context of Chatos appears when the Torah is describing the slaughtering of the Chatos, which we can say he lishmo kshero shelo lishmo psul. Then in such a case, it's reasonable to conclude that lo lishmo will ruin it, because the limitation of doing it lishmo appears at a significant stage of the korban's processing, namely at the shechita stage. Pesach ne'amar boy hu b'svicha, by the korban pesach the word who appears at its slaughtering, which tells me who lishmo kosher shelo lishmo posel. Once again, only if it's shechted lishmo, it'll be kosher. Otherwise, no. Avol osham lo ne'emar bohu elo liachar haktora seimurim. The word who in the case of the osham appears only at the point of the offering of its innards, of the korban's innards on the mizbeach. A korban osham, if for some reason the innards were not offered at all, if they were completely missing, the korban would still be okay. So the fact that the word hu appears by osham is not the same as the way it appears by a chatas and pesach. Therefore, I'm going to argue what I said originally, says Rabbi Yeshua, that lo lishmo passes only by chatos and pesach and not by an osham. Omar lo, Rabbi Eliezer, hare omer kachatos koosham. The Torah compares an osham to a chatos. Ma chatos shelo lishmo posel, af osham shelo lishmo posel. As a result of this, Rabbi Eliezer feels that osham should be pasul shelo lishmo. This is called a hekish. And when you have this kind of limud, this kind of teaching, a hekish teaching, where the pasuk itself compares two items, we don't raise questions of logic in order to negate a hekish. That's called ein meshivin ala hekish. We don't ask against a hekish. At this point, the Gemara will be quoting from the source that started at the bottom of Omid Aleph, the source with the with that we just completed, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. As you skim along the Omid, you'll see several diamonds. These are quotes from that source. The first quote, we also have supplied an arrow to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text to show you where this is coming from. Omar Mar, Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, after hearing Rabbi Eliezer's response that if you don't want to learn from Pesach, then let Chatos prove that the Osham Shelo Lishmo will be Pasul. Rabbi Yeshua said, Chozrani Cholila, now I'm going around in circles. Because if you argue Chatos, I'll answer you back. Well, the Chatos, the Dam, is above. And that's not the case by the Osham, so Osham Shelo Lishmo should still be kosher. The Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Eliezer at this point in the Brisa, namely at the top line, why did he seek out a new approach? The lihader dino v'laisi b'mahatzad. Why not derive an osham through a mahatzad type limud, namely join chatos and pesach, which are both lo lishmo pasul, so too an osham lo lishmo will be pasul. And any weakness you find in one element of that common denominator, of that mahatzad, if any weakness you find on one side of the in one of the elements, the other side will strengthen it. Namely, if chatos you feel has this special feature in that it's above, it's on the upper half of the mizbeach, pesach, which is not on the upper half, will prove that still, lo lishmo presents a problem. And if you'll argue Pesach has a problem, has a special feature regarding its fixed date, and therefore lo lishmo has effect, well, Chatos does not have a fixed date, and yet lo lishmo pasels. So between the two of them, I should be able to conclude Osham lo lishmo pasels. So why didn't Rabbi Eliezer use that kind of argument? Answer, Mishum de'ika lemifrach, because there is a weakness that one could have raised against that. Ma v'hatzad hashav shebohen, shekein yesh bohen tzad kores. We mentioned there's a weakness. A weakness means a weakness in the logic. The reason that Rabbi Eliezer would not have done, would not have argued the tzad hashav from chatos and pesach to osham, because chatos and pesach have a stringency, a chumrah that it doesn't exist by an osham. Namely, chatos is brought for sins that the violation b'mezid would have led to kareis, and pesach is something that if one does not do the pesach at the right time, he will be chayav kareis. So each one has a kareis element associated with it, giving a certain sense of severity to chatos and pesach, which you don't find by the osham. Therefore, lo lishmo might be an effect, might have effect only by Chatos and Pesach and not by Osham. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer didn't pursue that line of reasoning. It would have worked against his interests. We have another quote here. Omar lo Rabbi Yeshua, loi im amris bechatos shekein domo lemalo. Rabbi Yeshua tried to negate Rabbi Eliezer's limud of Osham from Chatos by saying that a chatos, the dam is done above, which is not the case by an osham. V'leimo le'loi. Why couldn't Rabbi Yeshua have said something else? He could have said as follows: Lo, im amris bechatos, shekein nifnas doma lefnei lefnim. Before we go further in the Gemara, just by way of introduction to the next several lines, if you skim ahead in the Gemara, you'll see numbers that appear. We'll actually number off till four. These are all alternative suggestions as to what Rabbi Yeshua could have argued, arguing that you cannot learn from the Chatos. In the source, Rabbi Yeshua argued you cannot learn from the Chatos based on the idea of Doma Lamala. But there are other things that Rabbi Yeshua could have said so as to prove that you cannot learn from the Chatos. Namely, you cannot learn that Lo Lishmo is a psul just because Lo Lishmo passes by a Chatos. So here the Gemara is asking the first of these questions. Why couldn't Rabbi Yeshua have said to Rabbi Lezer, Lo, in other words, you're wrong with regard to learning Osham from Chatos, because Im Amris Bechatos, if you say that by the Chatos Lo Lishmo Pasel, Shekein Nichnas Domo Lefnei Ulefnim, we find by a Chatos the blood is brought to the inner sanctum, for example, the Chatos of Yom Kippur, or the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, or Par Koi Mashiach, which are all different kinds of chatos, their blood is brought inside the Heichal, which is not the case by an Osham. So that would show that a chatos has a higher level of significance, and therefore only there Lo Lishmo presents a problem. So the answer to this is the answer to this a question of why this was not said is Bechatois Hachitzenes Kramunon, because the discussion concerns outside chatos that were done without bringing the dam inside. In other words, where the argument that's being made to learn from a chatos is a chatos hachitzon. Therefore, since Rabbi Eliezer is arguing his point from a chatos hachitzon, he's trying to say just like by a chatos hachitzon, lo lishmo pasels, so too by osham. It wouldn't have been reasonable for Rabbi Yeshua to say that Shekein Nichnas Doma Lefnim, because that's not the case by Achatas Achitzon. What about this? Number two, Rabbi Yeshua could have said Sheim Nichnas Doma Lefnei Lefnim Psula. If we're talking about Achatas Achitzon, there is a halacha that applies to a Korban Chatos that if the dam of a korban chatas achitzon is brought into the heichal, the korban is ruined. So Rabbi Yeshua could have said, by a chatos that has this particular stringency of domo nichnas lifnim, so lo lishmo will pasel. But you can't say the same thing by an osham. So the Gemara answers why Rabbi Yeshua didn't say that, because islay le Rabbi Eliezer af ha osham. If Rabbi Yeshua would have said, hey, by the chatos lifnim, hachnosas dam lifnim pasels, and that doesn't pasel by an osham, Rabbi Eliezer would have said it does pasel by an osham as well. So that wouldn't have been a successful argument on behalf of Rabbi Yeshua. V'leimole, why couldn't Rabbi Yeshua have said this to Rabbi Eliezer? That a chatos lo lishmo pasels shekein mechaperes al chayve krisus. A chatos is able to offer atonement for people who violated very severe offenses that carry with them a kares penalty, and therefore, since it has this characteristic, a chatos can be ruined shelo lishmo. So why didn't Rabbi Yeshua say that? The answer is because Rabbi Eliezer was arguing mechatos deshmias koil. He was arguing his point that lo lishmo pasels by a chatos, citing the chatos that's brought for someone who denies knowing testimony, while denying thusly under oath and is lying, he brings a chatos for that lie. And that's called a chat, that's called shmias hakoil. If one does in fact lie about stating he doesn't know testimony when he does, that type of sin does not carry with it a kores penalty. And yet, lo lishmo, pasels. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer would have argued, I would say the same thing by an osham. And that's the reason that Rabbi Yeshua does not argue that a chatas has this chayav krisis atonement capacity, because Rabbi Eliezer wasn't proving his point from that kind of chatas. Volemole, couldn't Rabbi Yeshua have said shekein teuno arba matonos? The chatos is unique in that there are four blood applications, and supposedly that's not the case by an osham. So why couldn't Rabbi Yeshua have said that? Answer: Rabbi Yishmoel di Omar kol hadomim teuno arba matonos. Because Rabbi Eliezer would hold like Rabbi Shmuel that says, not only does the chatos have four blood applications, all korbonos have four blood applications. All might be qualified, but certainly it will include the osham has four blood applications. We're continuing the reading of the Gemara based on a girsa that one will find in the Rashi. So we've written in between the lines the necessary words that, as we said, can be found in the Rashi. Velemo le shekein teunin arba matonois al arba kronos. Could Rabbi Yeshua not have said to Rabbi Eliezer, hey, the chatos, that's got four blood applications on the four corners at the top of the Mizbeach, which is not the case by an Osham. Even though an Osham might have four blood applications, it's not done, it's not as if each Matnas Dam is done at a separate corner of the Mizbeach. Therefore, Rabbi Yeshua could have used this as an argument. So our question is, why did he not use this as an argument to repel Rabbi Eliezer? V'litamech, the Gemara responds and says, according to you, that you're raising this as a possible response that Rabbi Yeshua could have raised, there are a bunch of other responses he could have raised. Ho'iko, etzba. There is the fact that the matnas dam of a korban chatas is done by a finger. He applies it through smearing with his finger, the dam on the corners of the mizbeach, which is not the case by an osham. Ho'iko keren, is there not this element that the dam of a korban chatas is done specifically at the top corners of the mizbeach, which is not the case of an osham? Ho'iko chudo, is there not also this aspect that it's done on the edge of the corner, which is not the case at all by the osham? We see, in fact, that there are many other aspects of chumrah, if you will, or special features that the chatas has that the osham doesn't have. Elo chad mitre tlas taimi nokat. Rabbi Yeshua, who chose to argue from the case of chatas shekein dama lamala, he could have chosen a number of other arguments citing unique features of the chatas. He chose one. Omar Mar, Omar Lo, Rabbi Yeshua, Loi, Im Amris, by the Chatos, and we're citing a section that dealt with the fact that the Chatos Domim were Lamala. So Rabbi Yeshua said, you can't learn an Osham from a Chatos, because the Domim of the Chatos are Lamala. Lemo le Rabbi Eliezer osham nami domo lamala. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer say that the osham also its dam is done lamala, and hence, just like the chatos lo lishmo is posel, the osham also lo lishmo should be posel? So why didn't Rabbi Eliezer say that? Omar Abaye, Osham domoy lemalo lo motzis amris. To suggest that the blood of the Osham is done on the upper half of the Mizbeach, that cannot be argued by virtue of the fact of a kavachomer that one would make from a korban oila. Before we go further, let's glance at the side. We have a nosei heading, Dam Osham Lamato. Hagemora Tazbir Lomo Rabbi Eliezer. Shesoiver the Osham Shelo Lishmo Puzzle, Lo Omer Dam Osham Lamalo. The Gemara will explain, as we already introduced by reading the Gemara, that Rabbi Eliezer could not have argued that Osham should also be posel Shelo Lishmo based on the fact that the Dam of the Osham is Lamalo, because that's just not the case. And why is that not the case? V'hainu, we've written in our note, Hainu Mishum Kal V'chomer Me'ola, because of a Kal V'chomer that we're going to make from a Korban Ola. The Korban Ola, by the way, its dam, its blood application was done on the lower half of the Mizbeach. Before we go further in the Gemara, we want to take note also of the triangle form. Under the Mivneh heading, in our outside margin, you see we have a triangle, Ma'akav, an attempt to keep track, and that's going to be accomplished through the positioning of the triangle, sometimes with the point up and sometimes with the point down, a flip-flop effect. So with the point facing up, hatsa'ah lekal v'chomer, suggested kal v'chomer shemimenu nilmad dam osham lamata, through which we will attempt to conclude that the osham blood is done lamata, the bottom half of the mizbeach. As the Gemara unfolds, there will be pirchos, there will be an undoing of the suggested kal v'chomers, and those will be represented by the triangle whose point is facing downward. So we continue in the Gemara, after the Gemara is saying that osham domo lemalo, one could not say that, kal v'chomer from an ola, as follows. Uma oila shehi kolil domo lamato. Mind you, an ola that has this significant element in that it's completely burnt. No one eats from the meat of an ola. And still, even though it has this, called this lofty element associated with it, that is completely burnt to the Almighty. Even so, domo lamato, its blood is done on the lower half of the mizbeach. Osham she'eno kolil lo kol shekein, and osham which is not completely burnt, only its innards are offered on the mizbeach. The meat is eaten by the kohanim. All the more so, its dam should be done lamata. However, there's a hole in this logic. Ma le'olo shekein eno mechaperes, and olo's dam is lamata, is on the lower half, because it doesn't offer atonement. Chatos of tochiach. So the Gemara brings in now that the fact that something is not mechaper isn't necessarily the reason that its dam is lamata. Here I'll show you something that is mechaper. Chatos of tochiach, a bird offering brought as a chatos, it is mechaper and its dam is lamata. So you see that even though something has a kapora element to it, its dam will be lamata. Therefore, an osham also, the dam should be lamata. Ma l'chatasov, but I can't learn from chatasov, shekein eno min zevach. I might argue that it is lamata because it's not something that's slaughtered by a knife. It's not a zevach, it's not an animal offering, it's a bird offering. Oilo tochiach. Olo is a zevach, and yet its dam is lamata. Therefore, the osham also, its dam will be lamata. However, you might want to argue, like we saw before, that the chatos is not mechaperes. So then I'll bring in the ola is not mechaperes, so I'll bring in the chatosof. Well, lo roi ze kiroi ze velo roi ze kiroi ze. Each one of the elements that we're bringing in are not like the other. However, hatzad hashavah shebehen, a common denominator between them, namely the oila and the chatas of, shehen kotshe kotshim v'doman lamato, both an oila and chatas of are called high level sanctity sacrifices, and their blood is offered, is sprinkled on the lower half of the mizbeach. Afani avi osham shehu kodesh kodashim v'domoy lamato. The osham is also kodesh kodashim, and likewise its dam will be lamato. And so far, we would understand why Rabbi Eliezer did not say back to Rabbi Yeshua that the osham also domo lamala like a chatas, because that's not the case. Omalei Rava mi parzaki l'Ravashi, v'lifroch. Could you not ask or punch a hole in this tzad hashoveh that was just made as follows? Ma'ala tzad hashoshebehen, how can you argue from a common denominator between oila and chatas of to an osham to prove that domo ilamata, shekein ein lohem kitzva. There's no fixed Torah price for those korbanos, for a chatas of or an ola. Toma be'osham sheyesh lo kitzva. The Torah, though, has a fixed price of shnei kesef for an osham. So maybe the osham could be domo lamala. Elo hainu taima de Rebbe Eliezer. Why is it, what is the basis for Rebbe Eliezer holding that the osham is domo lamata? The Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk by Achatos, it says, HaKoyen HaMechate Oysa. Oysa Doma Lamala, the word Oysa is a limitation word, indicating that a Chatos Dam will be Lamala, the Ein Domo Shel Achir Lamala. Well, we want to argue to counter that, Ihochi Chatos Nami Nemo. Osa lishmok shera shelo lishmok psula. Ha shar zvachim bein lishmon bein shelo lishmon ksherin. Because if you're going to darshan the word osa to show why Rabbi Eliezer holds osham domo is not lamalo, that only a chatos domo lamalo, you find by a chatos as well. It says by a chatos v'shochat osa. Why not say that only by chatos does lo lishmo pose a problem, and not by other korbanos, including osham? And yet Rabbi Eliezer says that lo lishmo does present a problem by osham. How so? The Gemara answers the attempt to prove from the posuk of v'shochat osa that lo lishmo is limited to chatos and not to osham. The word osa is used for, is not to be learned from. Hahu osa, the word osa, by the shechita sachatos, that you just try to prove, or try to argue that lo lishmo should be limited to a chatos alone, is lav dafka. The word osa, by chatos, is simply not specified. I would like to say it's not accurate, but If we use that term, it's not accurate. It means in the sense that it's not exact. Deha shir pesach, because there is something else that lo lishmo is also ruined, namely the pesach. So that if you were to try to say that v'shochat osa, that only the chatas shelo lishmo is posel, that's simply not accurate, because a pesach lo lishmo is also posel. Well, we want to question now, but hocha nami lav dafka, by the issue of the matan domim, that we said that we tried to argue that HaKoin HaMechate Osa, and say that only Achatos, its dam is Lamala and not that of anything else, but that's not exact either. Hocha Nami Lav Davka, Deho Shir Oilasov. There's another example of something whose dam is Lamala, and that's a bird offering brought as an Ola. So the Gemara responds to that. Bezvicha miha lo shir midi. with regard to animal offerings, zvicha is a reference to animals that are slaughtered with a knife. There is nothing else left out of domon lamala. Namely, only a chatos is domo lamala. Viboyesema, ha money. Another approach to explain why olas ha'of does not pose a problem is by saying as follows: ha money, Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Shimon, he, the Omar, hai mokom lechud, hai mokom lechud. That even if you say that the olas ha'of is, even as you tried to argue before, that the matan domim lamala is lav dafka because there is also olas ha'of, but still the chatos is unique and alone in the sense that the place at which the chatos dam is made is only done by the chatos and not by the olas ha'of. Each one has its own position. That's explained as follows. Desanya. Domim hatachtoinim nitnin michut hasikra ulamata, velyonim michut hasikra ulamala. Korbonus, whose blood is offered on the lower part of the Mizbeach, it means from the chut hasikra, which is a red line that appears on the Mizbeach at the halfway mark. So it's from that line, and it's from below that line are the domim hatachtonim sprinkled on the Mizbeach, and domim elyonim, the korbonus whose dam is supposed to be above the midway mark, is michut hasikra lamala. Omar Rebbe Lozer Rebbe Shimon v'med v'mumurim, when does this halacha apply of above the chut hasikra? The oilas ha'oif, that's true with regard to the ola, bird offering. Avo b'chatos behema, he atzmo einase ela al gufo shel keren. The animal offering brought as a chatos, it's not done simply above the midway mark. It's placed, it's smeared on the mizbech in a much more specific location, namely on the corners of the mizbech itself, on the top corners. There were cube-shaped blocks that were constructed on the top of the mizbeach, and those measured each one an amo by an amo, with a height of an amo, and it was on the corner of those kronos, of those corners, that the chatos behema dam was applied. Therefore, the pasuk that suggested of hakoina machate osa, the application of the chatos dam is osa domo lamala vein domo shacha lamala, remains accurate in the sense that the dam of no other korban is done at the kronos, like is the case by the chatos. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.